good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. Do you think there will ever be a day where I don't have to read this? Because I can't remember it for some reason.
Well, you've done it before.
I did, but
you go back and forth.
Still, I'm getting old, Colfax. I'm getting old. You know it doesn't take much to confuse me anymore.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of getting old, this is cool news, right, about the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Six-game series edition. So the Rams are going to travel to Boulder on, 2023. They'll host the Buffs in 2024. They have the six-game series additions that they announced yesterday, Colorado State did, and it goes all the way to 2038. How old am I going to be, Colfax?
So that's 17 years?
Oh, my goodness. I'll be in my 50s?
You'll be 50.
That's why it's depressing. Like, I get that you got to schedule ahead. That's a long time. How many? 17 years?
Yeah.
That's right. It's weird how college football works like this, right? Schedule games 17 years in advance. Like, it's nuts. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Rocky Mountain Showdown. I think we should have it all the time. I think we should have it every year. I think it should be home and home every year. And I know the Buffs don't like it because they have more to lose, but tough. I like it for the state. I think it's fun. I think it grows football. I think you want to have fans hating each other. I think that only grows. But it is kind of weird when you look at it. September 11th, 2038. Dude, I'll be like flying around in a space car or something at that point.
We better be.
Yeah, we better have space cars by that time.
Will football even exist by that point in time?
I don't even know. Maybe it would be something completely different.
Yeah.
Like they all have like moon boots and they can jump and the gravity is different.
Rocky Mountain Showdown in space.
In space. It is. It's weird. Joe Parker, athletic director, tried to get him on today. Very busy with a lot of this stuff as the news came out yesterday. We'll still try to get him on at some point this week. But here's athletic director Joe Parker on the six-game series editions.
Appreciate seeing everyone this afternoon and also your interest in covering the extension of the CU series for us. It's exciting. It's a great game. It's a game that we all in the state of Colorado care about as it relates to college football. Want to thank Rick and his staff in Boulder for, the dialogue that's taken place over the last really several months as we've kind of decided what rhythm would be appropriate. and we're satisfied. Particularly that we're bringing the games back to campus. I think it was a great run to be down in Denver. Certainly appreciate the relationship that we both have shared with the Denver Broncos and their willingness to host the game at Mile High Stadium. But it's also great to know that we're back on campus and we've got a good rhythm of games ahead of us. Next time we play was really a standalone agreement, the 23-24 home-and-home series. And then we do have a four-year break, which, I think we would have preferred to try to get on that two-year-on, two-year-off rhythm. But the way things had stacked up with what CU had done with their non-conference schedule just didn't make it possible. So we reestablished, the home-and-home and then the two-year break. So it was good to get six games pinned in this last agreement. And, obviously no financial exchange between the two schools, but it's great that we found a way to get two Division I FBS programs that are, roughly less than an hour apart to be playing at least at that frequency. I think for CU, not to speak for them too much, but obviously they play nine conference games. We play eight. Just the limit of one less non-conference game. I think they want to try and exercise, some creativity in those years that they aren't playing us by sliding in other opponents that they ordinarily wouldn't see. So we're excited. We're fired up. It's good to get that information out and to get the agreement signed and look forward to competing in 2023.
It's got to be CU, right, that's not wanting to play this thing every year, to do it every year. I don't know. Hooligans, how many hooligans out there do we have that are like CU snobs? And I'm just saying, I'm not like calling the fan base. Now, we're going to have Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, on in a moment. And Colfax, I would never call him that for several reasons. First off, he's not. Second, he's like Chuck Norris. pretty much Chuck Norris, like 7 feet tall Chuck Norris.
I'm pretty sure he can roundhouse kick pretty well.
I would imagine he could. Plus, he's like a cowboy and all this stuff. So, no. I'm just saying that CU's approach, while I understand it, you know, you got more to lose in that game. I just think it's good for the state. I do. I've talked about this with UNC even. You know, if UNC plays CSU every year in basketball, you know, yeah, CSU, it looks bad if CSU loses that game, although basketball is different, and UNC is a respectable program. But still, CSU would probably still view that as an upset if they lose. But it's basketball, so there's not as much to lose. And football, I get it. I understand it. CSU has all to gain because whether you look down on CSU specifically, if you're a CU fan, it's Pac-12 versus Mountain West. It's Power 5 versus a group of 5. So I do understand it. But I think you got to look at it as a whole in the state of Colorado. Do you want football to grow? And the argument against me is Brady, they've been doing the Rocky Mountain Showdown for a while, and football still, you know, this is still a Broncos state very much. Yeah, but both programs haven't really been relevant every time they played. I mean, we haven't had that in a very long time. You know, the Buffs, they haven't really been a good team. They had the one good year with McIntyre a few years ago. They were good this year, COVID year, or last year. How much do you want to really put on that? Both good and bad this year. But I wish that they would just figure this out, get it done every year. But, hey, we'll take this for now. So here's what it looks like. They will they'll not play them, obviously, this season. They won't play them in 2022. But they will play them in 2023. They got a lot of Power 5 teams on the docket already for the next 10 years. It's crazy to me looking at this, though. Like, why? What is the need to schedule this far out? Because we learned in COVID, you can schedule a game in an hour if you want to. I mean, some people, like Steve Adazio and company, they were ready to schedule other CSU games like that Wednesday. Remember we said if you don't hear until at least Friday, that's the cutoff date. You know, it used to be 30 years. Now it's if you don't hear before day of, then you're probably safe to assume they're not going to play a team. So this is, I get it, financials and everything go into it, although with the CSU stuff, they're not exchanging any money. It's interesting. Neither team will make or receive payout for the showdown games. As you just heard there with Joe Parker, the teams are going to cover their own expenses. They're going to forego any exchange of payment for their participation in all 6 aforementioned games in this agreement. Well, that to me probably says, hey, CU's acknowledging the CSU's right there, right? Not going to take any money, no. Nah.
That's the only way they could get CU to agree to do any games.
You're right. Saying, hey, well, you don't have to pay.
Because in most scenarios, right, the Power Five would
gonna
pay.
The, yeah, right? Most scenarios.
Most scenarios.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I read that.
Like, UNC is going to make money, right? Playing CU next year.
I think so.
I would imagine. Yeah. They're going to go there and they're going to play football, and that's the Bears' first game. It's against.
It's kind of cool.
It is cool. It is very cool. I love it.
Wow,
I think it's amazing. I think that we should be playing each other all the time. And I think it's only going to grow. It would help grow UNC a little more and CSU. And I think CU, I think the fans around here. I've always been about this show when we put this together 12 years ago, whatever. It was a different name then. But we were about saying, hey, how do we grow? You know, we talk Broncos. I talk Nuggets. I talk a lot of Broncos and Nuggets. But I also talk a lot of Colorado State. Talk a lot of the University of Northern Colorado. And I talk a lot of Colorado. And that's what we want. We want to grow the fan base throughout. I loved it personally. It was all in good fun when CSU basketball. Now I didn't love the COVID situation, right? But CSU basketball had such a terrible spot of COVID going on throughout the campus that when they went to schedule their game against UNC, they were still unsure if they were going to play it. And then so UNC was like, all right, well, that's cool, whatever, just let us know. And then CSU tweeted it out, blah, blah, blah. And fans are going back and forth. Like, Bears fans are like, oh, the Rams are scared to play us. And Rams fans are like, are you kidding me? Look at how good we are. And then they ended up being pretty damn good. But I, for one, loved it. Because you're growing it. You know, sports hate, as I've always said, it's not real hate, sports hate. Because I know we're trying to eliminate hate in the world today, which is good for you guys. But sports hate's fun. And I want these fan bases to get after each other. You know, CU fans are like, I'm done with this game. Why do we keep doing it? We got the Lawnster on the First Advantage Hotline. Lonnie, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel kind of weird looking at these, like, Rocky Mountain Showdowns. It's going to be all in the future, man. We're going to be in space by that time.
You know what? I wonder if we'll still be around by that
Maybe
time,
Maybe not. Maybe dinosaurs take back over, man. You never know.
Hey, maybe the Flintstones will come in and do a rerun or something.
Or the Jetsons, depending on how you want to look at this.
There you go, for sure. But, you know, I'm glad to see him come, but I wish they would have it every year myself. I think it's more fun that way. It really is.
I think it is. And, I know CU looks down on it. A lot of fans do. Some fans don't. But to me, it's about building the sport in the state of Colorado. I mean, I do a poll once or twice a year, and I ask, is this still a Bronco state? And it's overwhelmingly, yes, it's still a Bronco state. And I just think that if we have these games, we grow the fan bases, and both programs are legit, then you really stand to gain a lot from that.
You know, what I'd like to see is maybe like a regional football thing going.
Yeah.
I mean, get maybe like Air Force, Wyoming.
Get them all, yep.
And just have your non-conference schedule.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah,
I mean, I like seeing big dogs, you know, come to CSU or CSU going to play. I think Michigan's on their schedule in a few years. I like seeing that stuff, but I also think you can mix it. I mean, you can have a lot of these teams. I mean, they're going to play Wyoming anyway. They're going to play Air Force anyway. Why not just, you know, CU and UNC's in that mix? And then you still be able to get another one or two non-conference games.
Yeah, and then everybody get the split of the pie or however they do that thing, you know.
Get another boot, some kind of a weird boot that you can win.
That's it, for sure.
What's for lunch today, man?
Well, one of my family members got me a pizza last night. I had a birthday here about a week ago.
Well, happy birthday, Lonster.
Well, thank you.
Man, what are you, 25?
It feels that way in the morning.
Pretty much.
You know? Yeah.
So what kind of pizza did you get?
I had a sausage and pepperoni.
You can't beat that, man. Where'd you get the pizza from?
Do I dare to name it?
Is it scary? Is it scary?
Domino's.
I like Domino's pizza. I'll eat Domino's pizza. Maybe we'll do a whole review out there someday, Lonster.
Yeah, I think we ought to do a pizza thing or something.
I think that's a great idea. All right, Lonster. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, for sure.
Speaking of the whole review, Colfax, we're going out to the Matador Mexican restaurant in Fort Collins.
Love it.
Have you been there?
I have.
I've never been there
before.
That
was one of my college hangouts.
Really?
Yes.
They serve beer?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Food pretty good?
Oh, it's great food.
Okay.
It's kind of like, well, it's local. I think it's a local franchise.
I think we're trying to hit more local, more or less local. They got one or two of them, right?
Yeah, I think so. And it's basically like, I mean, it's like a Chipotle and a Qdoba combined. And I had a love child that made better burritos.
Really? That doesn't make you want to...
Exactly. Chipotle way.
You saw that.
South Park episode. Yeah, it's not that. The opposite of that.
All right.
Yummy in my tummy, man.
We're going to see if it lives up to that hype, man. That's a lot of hype. Now, you know my rating system. It's an easy one. It's 1 through 10. 10 being, this is the best place that you've ever had in your life. It has everything right. Everything about it is amazing. 1 means, holy crap, you might get shot if you stay here much longer, or you might need to get some kind of a shot after your experience there. Luckily, I don't think we're going to run into many of those because I'm going to try to stay. I mean, I'm going to go to recommended establishments, you know, but that doesn't mean we're not going to try places that are maybe off the grid a little bit. Matador's not really off the grid, though. It's right off of Harmony.
Yeah.
Everybody knows where it is. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
But the whole point of these reviews, Colfax, is so we can, because you know how people are. They got their 4 or 5 spots. They go all the time because it's safe. It's like, I'm going to go spend quite a bit of money on a few drinks, on a meal, whatever. And if I got a date or it's friends, fellas getting together, whatever, you know, you want to make sure it's right. So what my job is in these reviews is basically go around from the everyman's perspective. I'm not a food critic. I am just like you guys, believe it or not. Put my pants on one leg at a time. I have my butler do it, right?
Yeah.
That joke's never going to get old. I just want people to discover new places that they've never maybe heard of, or they've driven by it, and they just are like, yeah, I'm not going to go. That's the idea. So we've done 2 so far. We were at William Oliver's Public House in Fort Collins.
Yep.
Then we did Brick's Tap House, which is more of a beer place. It's not, you know, dinner. And now we're going to Matador, sit-down restaurant.
Excellent.
So we'll see. Yeah. We'll get the video out very, very soon. If you want to check out our reviews, they're available at thewholeshow.com, as is my latest Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind. Nolan Arenado's Impatience and Rocky's Mismanagement, perfect combo for destruction. And while you're there, check out our Power to Play sports poll question of the day. Who do you fault more in Nolan Arenado's departure from the Rockies? Breidich? Arenado? Which stories came to light yesterday in the last couple of weeks. He wanted out a long time ago. I think he signed the contract because it was too good to be true. He's like, I can't turn that kind of money down. But, you know, if worse comes to worse, I'll ask for a trade. Dick Monfort or a Rockies fan base? Because they're doing the wave and stuff. And, you know, they just... Or it's not just that. The Rockies fan base for continuing to support Dick Monfort and not show any kind of boycott or any kind of hint to that. So therefore, the Rockies are not forced to really make any moves as far as keeping their studs or going after big money guys. Who do you think's leading this thing?
I don't know. For me, though, with in light of the new information, it's Arenado.
You're going to go Nolan Arenado?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm not sorry,
second
not
place
sorry.
Right now. 31% of the Hooligans say Nolan Arenado.
Wow. That surprises me.
37% say Jeff Breidich. Then it's Dick Monfort. 25%. And then 6% say, damn you fans. You ran them off.
They'd be blaming themselves at that point.
They'd be blaming themselves.
Yeah.
Because I go to games. You got a boycott. You know, we got a boycott. But my gosh, it's going to be like 85 on Saturday or whatever, and I want to go. And I don't know if it's going to actually be. I'm not trying to give you a false weather report. But you know how you are. I'm not going. Dick Monfort's not getting an ounce of my money.
I'm wearing a Dodgers jersey.
I'm going to wear a Dodgers jersey to the game. That'll show him. But here's my money, Dick.
Thanks for the beer.
Thanks for the $30 beer I just gave you. Dick Monfort can go buy another cow with your money 22 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Poll question, yes. Who's at fault? Let's talk about it. Drew Kreisman was on yesterday of DNVR Rockies, and I think he kind of enlightened a lot of our Hooligans. I really do. We'll be right back.
Baseball coming to a Preps broadcast near you on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'll tell you guys about Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Services as unique as life. I tell you, there's never a great time to sit and have this conversation, but it is part of it's part of our lives. And I tell you, when you're grieving and you're going through those really difficult times, it's nice to know that it's taken care of, that loved one took care of it before. See Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Their number is 970-330-6824, or check out their website, Mosier, M-O-S-E-R, funeralservice.com. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question today is, who's more at fault with this Nolan Arenado trade? And I know there's bad blood. I just went out to lunch. I usually pop in and either grab a very early lunch or I grab a very late lunch because of where our show is. So I went out to lunch and run into some people sometimes. And a guy that kind of knew about the show or whatever starts going off about Dick Monfort and about how idiots like us are going to these games and talking about them and supporting them and they'll never change because of it. I don't know, man. I guess at the end of the day, for me, it's like life's too short. I mean, it's still sports. It's still a team. It's still a professional baseball team in your own backyard. So I have a hard time boycotting a sport. You know, back when we had the whole, all during the pandemic, you had the riots and stuff. And you know, sports was extremely political. It still is political. There were a lot of people that were like, I'm done watching the NFL sports balls and all that stuff. And it's like, if you call it sports balls, you never watched it, all right? You never watched it ever. And you probably, if you did, you were a casual fan. It's like, oh, the Broncos are on. Okay, neat. I don't really care, whatever. So that person that's boycotting probably didn't really watch sports that much. And then those diehards that said they were boycotting, yeah, like 6 months later, they're in a fantasy football league. I'm like, you're still supporting them in some shape, in some fashion, I suppose. So I don't know. For me, I get it. And everybody thinks that I'm defending Dick Monfort and I'm defending Jeff Breidich on this story. All I'm saying is Nolan wanted out, folks. Read between the lines. He signed the contract basically going, damn. I mean, how many times are you going to get offered this much money in your life? I think we as fans sometimes think that teams just throw out money like that all the time. This was a mega, mega contract. And so I think Nolan signed it. These are my thoughts based on the comments of Adam Wainwright. Drew Kreisman telling us about the Denver Post article where Nolan's agent basically said Nolan's been wanting to get to St. Louis for years now. All those things lead me to believe that, yeah, I couldn't turn the money down, so I signed it. And if we don't make the playoffs next year, I'll just ask for a trade. I said it on the show, Colfax. Our boy Mark Knutson, you hear his Knutson's Corner, told me I was crazy, remember? I said, do the Rockies have to make the playoffs in, what was that, 2019, in order for Nolan to stay? No, you're out of your mind. He's going to stay here for the rest of his contract, and then he'll opt out in 3 years if it's, you know, if he doesn't feel they're building around him. I had this gut feeling that Nolan was impatient. I saw a few things that he was impatient about throughout the playoff runs. And I just had the feeling that the Rockies really needed to make the playoffs. But I'm thinking, Colfax, it was even before that he signed the contract and he's kind of just like, oh, here we go. So we'll talk about that. Go vote on the at thewholeshow.com. Who do you fault more in Nolan Arenado's departure from the Rockies? We're going to talk to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, about the Rocky Mountain Showdown. And I'm going to be in my 50s by the time they wrap up this current extension. So that's kind of a weird thought. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Kevin Lytle, your Colorado State Athletics beat reporter for the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Uh-oh. Can't get a hold of Mark Johnson. Do you think he heard the snob thing? Maybe. No. You guys know I would never call Mark Johnson. I said that maybe some CU fans with that, you know, the nose in the air kind of thing might be like, we don't want the Rocky Mountain Showdown. There's too much to lose, not enough to gain. We don't want it. I say this. I certainly understand it. I do. But you got the Rocky Mountain Showdown at least scheduled. Well, you've already had 2023-2024 scheduled. Now it's 2029, 2030, 2033, 2034, 2037, and finally 2038, and I'll be in my 50s at that point. So that is, will I still be doing the show? I mean, will we still be, like, am I going to be in my 50s? Yeah, maybe. Probably. I don't know, man. That's, like, crazy to think about that, isn't it? Where are you going to be in 17 years, the 2030s, damn near the 2040s, we were supposed to be Jetsons by now. Oh, we were supposed to be Jetsons like by 2020, I thought, but COVID. So there, that kind of shot that idea out the window. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301, 478-1301. If you want to be a part of the text club, text KFKA to that number. It's also how you get involved in our Top Text Tuesday. A lot of hooligans upset with the verdict yesterday that Dixon won. And they said, well, Dixon's already won a prize. This is not the typical radio rules where it's 30 days to win an X prize. We don't do that, which I think it would have been 30 days. We reward the best texter. Whether we want to or not, Dixon is not one of those guys we want to reward all the time. But he finds a way and he brings it on Top Text Tuesday each and every week. And he found a way to win three. We're working on getting our next prize, and we restart. So first one to win three Top Text Tuesdays will get the next prize. So make sure you get involved in the text line. Text KFKA to 970-478-1301. Eastside Chris says, back in my day, while at CSU, we were considered the redhead stepchild riding an army mule. Nice to see the other school afraid they might get whooped. I don't know if it's that. I think there's just a lot more a lot more to it. We got him, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, it's weird to me to read the future Rocky Mountain Showdown dates and go all the way into the late 30s, 2030s, that is.
Yeah, when that came out yesterday, and I knew it was coming out, I actually texted my producer and my engineer and said, okay, what are the odds we make the last game of the contract? And then I was joking with my wife. I said, you know you're getting old when a contract comes out and you look at it and go, yeah, I'm probably not doing the last two or three of those. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. I just for the record, I figured I was probably going to retire in like 2034, right around 34, 35. So I know I'm not going to do the last two. Maybe the 34 and 35 games. We'll have to wait and see.
It's crazy, right? I mean, I'm looking at it too. I'm going, where am I going to be in 17 years? What by then, Mark, we could have this football game in space. We could have it on the moon. We don't even know what's going to happen.
Yeah, who knows? In fact, by the way, my engineer responded and said, I'm not even making the 2023 game. So, but, you know, it's kind of cool that the contracts come out. I know that fans love having the Buffs and Rams play. And, you know, we've still got to wait, two seasons for the next ball game coming up in 2023. But, you know, at least you've got that. It's not going to be an every year kind of thing, but it is something that I think fans of both institutions and both programs can look forward to and know that it's going to come up on a regular basis over the next, 17 years, I guess.
Mark, now tell us, I love this game personally. My ultimate goal, obviously, for both of these programs is to be solid, you know, before those games. And then that brings more light to the state of football in Colorado, really. And it's not just maybe we could become not just a Broncos state for the most part. Some fans, though. Some CU fans, Mark, and you know this, some of them are like, you know what, that game is tough because we're Pac-12, they're group of five, or we're Power 5, they're group of five. We have a lot to lose in that game and not a heck of a lot to gain necessarily. How do you view this game?
Well, I think there's some truth in that. There really is. There's truth in that ball game because, you know, the Rams historically have been a solid program, sometimes a very good program. And if you lose that game, it's the sky is falling. Everything's henny-penny for the Colorado Buffaloes. It's a Pac-12 team. And if you win, everyone says, well, you're supposed to win it. So I understand, you know, that mindset. I've often thought, and for the fans that love to see the Rocky Mountain Showdown almost every year, I've often thought what would be kind of fun to do if you could get it in the rotation is have, you know, Air Force, which the Buffs played a couple of years ago and got one coming up here shortly, you know, Wyoming putting in that rotation, and have the three kind of regional schools that play Division I college football to kind of rotate through and maybe not, you know, play the Rams on a almost every year kind of basis as this contract is or every couple of years. And so it's a tough series when you're a Pac-12 team. Yes, if the Rams were in another Power 5 conference, you know, I'd say go for it. You know, like you see with you know, there are schools out there. I'm trying to think. You know, Georgia Tech. You know, for example, playing a game like that on a regular basis because they're in different conferences. And so those I understand, but it does become a tough game because there are going to be those years where, let's say, the Buffaloes are the kind of team they're going to fight for a bowl game and be in that circumstance, and you want to ratchet some wins up, and the Rams are playing very good football, and you know they knock off the bus, and so it is a tough series in that regard, but. There's also that line of thinking that, you know what, you just play games, don't worry about who it is, just win football games. You got to be a good program, and you're going to win football games then. And so, you know, play whoever it is. And so I understand why there is some consternation though, surrounding the series.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Buffs. What are your thoughts on, well, now it's going to be, you know, 2023 will be at Folsom Field, and then 2024 Canvas Stadium. So we're kind of going to go back and forth between the two schools, ultimately getting away from Denver and playing it at, what is it, Invesco? Empower, there it is, Empower Field. What are your thoughts there?
Stadium.
Yeah. It changes every 2 years, man. So, I mean, it's crazy. What are your thoughts on that?
I kind of like it, and I know the fan base does as well. I know that one of the segments of Buff Nation out there that really didn't like this game is because, you know, it wasn't in their ticket package, and they had to go buy them separately because it wasn't in-season tickets, and on and on and on. You don't get to enjoy Boulder, and I know the business people in Boulder, just like the business people in Fort Collins, are going to love the fact that it's going back and forth, and you're going to get an enormous crowd on that given Saturday, and there's going to be a lot of folks going out and having you know, lunch beforehand and supper afterward and all those kind of things. So I like the campus games. Now, I think for Colorado, where you can have a unique game every once in a while, like Texas A&M coming up this year, and playing that at Mile High Stadium, I think is kind of fun in that regard. But if you're going to have a consistent series, like the Buffs and Rams are going to be up until 2038 right now, I like the fact that it's on campus. You can kind of enjoy that atmosphere.
I tend to agree because, again, both, especially now, CSU's got the nice stadium with Canvas Stadium, but Folsom Field's one of the most beautiful surroundings, I would say.
Yep.
My goodness. So, I mean, I think highlighting both schools, and again, if both schools can be positive and be decent the year before that game takes place, you have a good chance to really draw some attention to both of these schools from not just Colorado but the national media.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, this game's not going to do that. The rest of the season is going to do that. What I mean by that is, you know, if you have a heck of a ball game between Colorado and Colorado State, and they both end up going 4-8, nobody cares. Now, if you have a heck of a ball game between the Buffs and Rams, and they both end up going, you know, 10-2 or 9-3, then all of a sudden everybody cares, and it becomes an attention grabber. But so they've got to be careful about that. Listen, there was a time, as we all know, when Gary Barnett was roaming the sideline and Sonny Lubick was roaming the sideline, where this game got attention from a national perspective because the programs were playing at a top 25 level. And that's what you have to do to get this game to really mean something. Otherwise, it just becomes just kind of a regional novelty. And sadly enough, that's what it's been here the last few years.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. If both teams aren't great or one team's really struggling, it's not must-see TV. In fact, I saw some national media, you know, they were basically poking fun at this game, saying, oh, it's the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Wow. So, I mean, I think all of us, even as, you know, I think all fans can come together on that, Rams fans, Buffs fans, and say, hey, let's go put together some good seasons and show them something. Make these games pack a little bit of a punch. Mark, neither team will make or receive payout for the Showdown games. Normally this would be CSU collecting money, right, from CU. Is that the way it's gone in the past?
Yeah, there's been some money. Yeah, both schools are making money off of it in Denver. Now, what's going to happen though? They're not getting a check, if you will, from the other institution, but they're getting the home revenue, and so it's a trade-off there. You're not going there and getting a paycheck, but you're getting those home games, which is home revenue for a year or so. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's a wash, but you're making money off that game undoubtedly, and it's a positive for your program.
Yeah, no question about it. Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. On the scheduling thing, we learned this, Mark, that you can schedule a game like almost day of with COVID stuff. Like, you could almost schedule.
Yeah.
Why do we see this in college sports? We see this, you know, like I was looking at CSU schedule too. They have a lot of Power 5 games scheduled out through the 20s, through the rest of the 20s. Why is that? What is the perk or what is the reason behind scheduling so far in advance, 17 years in advance?
Well, you're just trying to get them nailed down because you know there's competitiveness out there for those ball games. All right, so you know, for example, Colorado's got as I mentioned, Texas A&M coming up. I think Georgia Tech is coming up. Minnesota's coming up this year, and then there's a return game down the road. In the past, you've had Georgia and West Virginia and schools like that. So what you're doing, you're trying to lay those games out because. And depending on what happens with college football, I mean, there's a lot of conversation that what needs to be happening is that every Power 5 conference needs to be playing 9 conference games, in which would leave them only 3. Now, chances are that someone's not going to go out there and try and play 3 non-conference Power 5 schools. What they'll try and do is probably play, you know, like a real low-level Division I, another school that's, you know, a Mountain West level or something like that, and then play a Power 5 school. And so all of a sudden, those dates become tougher and tougher to get, which is why you're laying them out, these long-term contracts, because it's number one, you get a good date and you want a good ball game. Number two, you lay that schedule out in advance. You're not scrambling every single year trying to fill every slot in your schedule because you've got your 8 or 9 within your conference, and you got to fill, you know. So if you've got a game in 2027 and maybe you've only got 2 slots you got to fill now over the next couple of years as you're trying to lay it out. So it just has to do with with, I think, the security of a schedule, and then also, you know, trying to make sure every year you're not scrambling and last second trying to fill slots.
It's always interesting, and I know, hey, it gives me something to talk about today, too, Mark, and not just the Rockies losing. It's something else, so I'll take it, okay?
Yeah, 7-0 was painful last night, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness, man. So we got a poll question here. There's been a lot of stuff. I wanted to get your take on this with the Rockies then. There's been a lot, obviously, with Adam Wainwright coming out last week saying, hey, Nolan's been sending me videos for 2 years, and then there was a story in the Denver Post about Nolan's agent saying, hey, he's been wanting to go to St. Louis for a while now. What are your thoughts on Nolan today? Because 2 weeks ago, the fan base was Dick Monfort's evil, Jeff Breidich is evil, Nolan Arenado, you deserve better, congratulations. Now it feels like it's changing a little bit.
Well, I think it does a little bit. But, you know, then again, I mean, let's be really honest about it. If you're looking across the landscape of Major League Baseball and you're an all-time type player, who would you want to play for? You'd want to play for the St. Louis Cardinals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the great friends. It's like saying, you know, going in 1975 and you're you know, a 7 foot center and one of the top players in America. Who do you want to play for? UCLA. I mean, and so I understand that. I mean, there was a time in the NFL where everybody wanted to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and so I don't necessarily hold that against him. I think, listen, we love the Rockies because they're our team, but we're also allowed, because they are our team, to say, you know, this thing hasn't, we haven't felt like there's been this great push and great commitment every year to putting a franchise roster on the field, rather, that is going to compete for a World Series championship. Guess what? The St. Louis Cardinals do that almost every single year. And so I understand if you're a competitor, you want to be someplace where you got a chance to win. And so, you know, it might sour, I think, maybe for some folks, their taste of Nolan Arenado. I'm not sure it's a totally fair criticism of him. Now, I'm going to have to find out a little bit more about the whole Wainwright thing. I know it's just some of the basic details of that and find out what that's all about. But I do think that overall, I understand you want to go to a place where you got a chance to win. If you don't feel where you're at is an opportunity for that every year.
Hey, Mark, I will say this. As bad as the Rockies are, they are one of the only teams to beat the Dodgers this year. So
we're going to hang our hat on that.
That might be the only thing we got, my friend. I'm trying to find. They were my game of the week on their first game of the season, but I fear that they will never be my game of the week for the rest of the year. So you got to find them. You got to find these little nuggets out there when you can.
I understand. You know, that's that game we play in college football. Well, Team A beat Team B, which beat Team C, and Team C won the national championship. So
yep.
Look at us. We beat the team that beat them.
We beat the world. Yeah. We beat the champs, Mark. We did it once. Maybe the other 25 times we lost, but we did it once. Mark, always appreciate you, man, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I get where he's coming from. If you're Nolan, you want to go to a great place, but it still just feels, I feel like he was cheating on us, Colfax. Was he cheating on, was he sending texts behind our back when we were like sleeping on the couch and Nolan's over there going, hey, what are you doing? You know, send those pics.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, wait, he was the one sending the pics. 51 minutes after the hour. Why have we made so many comparisons to Nolan being our ex-girlfriend now? Is that something that maybe the state of Colorado has some issues? We'll take a quick break. When we come back, life without Nolan Arenado. Nuggets back at it tonight. Life without Jamal Murray the rest of the season. So much to get to, so little time. We'll be right back.
Donate to the Live United 13 Tenathon by texting KFKA, all caps, to 26989. Give up to $100 and you could win a signed pair of Terrell Davis cleats. Thursday, April 22nd. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
The song just makes you want to go crazy. Rip a stuffed animal's head off or something, man. Just something evil. Welcome back to the show on the Rocks Liquor. They're the official liquor store of the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. And, you know, you might need a beer to watch this one tonight. Not that it's going to be stressful with the Nuggets heat necessarily, but hearing that in the sports report earlier that Murray's out officially, and then I just saw Harrison Wynn, who, you know, our Nuggets insider here, one of our Nuggets insiders, just listed on Twitter, hey, Jamal, injury report, and he just wrote Jamal Murray out. It's just kind of weird. It still kind of sucks to just see it. I mean, it's going to be that way for a while. So, yeah, might need a beer. Might grab a beer over it on the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Big stuff today. We talked about the Rocky Mountain Showdown being scheduled out to 2038. It's kind of sad to hear Mark say that, too, that he's going to be retiring, 2034? Did we just break some news kind of there, I think, that the voice of the Buffs is calling it quits in 2034? I'm going to tweet that. Tweet that out. Hey, breaking news. The voice of the Buffaloes is calling it quits in 2034. Mark's a great guy. And I don't know, man. There's not a lot better than him in the broadcast world. So we really appreciate the time he gives us each and every week. When we come back, Nuggets back at it tonight. Here's a question for you. Would you like to see the Nuggets fall to 6 instead of fighting for 3 or 2? Second hour coming up next.